start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, let's start off as it may be. As we know, it is Friday, but it is not just any old Friday. It is Friday, January the 1st of 2021. Boy, have we waited to get here for some period of time. So I know today is a day of festivities, people enjoying the new year. Hopefully some good things will come out of this year. I know some people look back at 2020 saying that it wasn't the greatest of years, and I can agree to some extent. A lot of changes in the world that we didn't expect to see, but definitely some things that were worked on that were on the positive side as well. So today, as we start off 2021, I wanted to focus on some seven areas that you should probably set goals in for 2021. So let's take it from the very top. Number one, you should have goals for your family and how you would like that to look going forward. Number two, your spiritual life. However you want to deem that, because I know that could be some controversial subject there. But look at what is important to expand your spiritual life as you move forward. Number three, if we've learned anything from 2020, we did learn how important finances are. And if you don't have a goal for your finances, maybe you should set a plan for that. Number four, your social goals. What kind of interaction do you want to have with society? I know things are different or were different in 2020. We'll see what they look like in 2021. But you have to have some kind of goals for your social interactions. If you haven't set those up, maybe you should do so. Number five, your physical goals. Now, hey, I'll be honest with you here. This one can be difficult for some, including myself. I know that I love desserts, so I know that I have to hit the gym ever so frequently to make up for that dessert count. I know the pandemic did not help with that cause, but hey, that is part of the equation. So think about what you would like to accomplish this year physically. Mostly talking about exercising here. Number six, intellectual. This is something that we talked about last year, about books that you read, goals that you might set for education, or even going to virtual events or in-person events as they do become available and are safe to do so. So think about what intellectual goals you would like to accomplish this year. And of course, we can't leave this one for last, but it is the last one, which is number seven, your career. What are you planning to do with your career? Where do you want to go? Are you interested in working for someone else, a different organization? Do you want to grow inside of the organization that you're in? Or is 2021 the year that you are going to take the risk and go out on your own? There's a lot of things to think about when it comes to your career, but you will know what will fit best for what you're looking for. So think about those things if you have the opportunity to do so. So let's go through them one more time. The seven things you should focus on for this year: family, spiritual, financial, social, physical, intellectual, and career. Those are the things that you should have at least goals for, not just in 2021, but ongoing. Now, here's the catch here. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. So, for years, I have been talking about this one thing that I have been interested in doing. So today, I would like to share that with you. Over the last 17 years, I have had a dream. Well, actually, at this point, it'll be 18 years. But I've had a dream of starting a radio station. Not just a safety radio station, that we have at Safety FM, of course. But starting a secular radio station. A radio station that would have everything available. So here's what I'm doing. Right now, we have actually started the radio station of my dreams. And it will be known as Radio Big. Radio Big is an online streaming internet radio station that will have a little bit of everything on there. I'm going to tell you, it will be heavily involved with music, not just safety. There will be some safety components on there from time to time, but not all the time. That's what we have safetyfm.com for, the radio station and the app. This will focus just mostly on music. I figured that if, hey, I'm going to put challenges out there to people, I need to accept some of my own challenges going forward. So, if you want to come and take a listen to our new venture, you can come hang out with us at radiobig.fm. That's radiobig.fm. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. Safety FM is still my love and the thing that I enjoy doing the most. The thing that I love to be able to give to you on a day in and day out basis. So the radio station of Safety will not be going anywhere. I'll just be involved with Safety FM, Radio Big, and of course, Safety FM Plus. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen to this mini episode today. And always, thank you for being the best part of Safety FM. And now, of course, Radio Big, and that's the listener. Without you, we couldn't do what we do here at Safety FM. Remember, Safety FM is the home of real safety talk. Anyways, I hope you're off to a grand and new year of 2021. I hope you get everything you want and that you set goals for. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do?
I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time.
Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time.
All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.